my boss, the fabulous and effective President Biden.
We're also committed to this state. You're here on your wedding anniversary, and I just want you to know I sent flowers to your wife. I don't know about you. You better damn well be in time for that dinner. He has dinner later tonight. I'm not going to tell you the time because you may want to go to the same restaurant. But the fact is that I promise I'm not going to speak till 6:30. That's when the dinner is.
Hello. Hello, Ghana. I am incredibly honored to be with you here in Ghana.
It is March 29th, 2023. Welcome to The Daily Rob. You can find Rob all across the internet. Check all my links. It has all of his socials. And without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, and culture's hero, the one and only Rob Smith.
Thank you, universe. Stu, you ever watch MASH?
I've seen a few episodes on Nick at Night back in the day.
All right, they had this corporal on there. He was Corporal Klinger, and he was dressed in a dress. Now, the reason he was dressed in a dress is because he wanted to get kicked out of the Army. Everybody in 1952 knew that a man who thinks he's a woman, or vice versa, is fucking crazy. So, sadly, Stu, we had this shooting in Nashville at the Covenant Christian School. It's a Presbyterian school. And we had this Audrey Hale, who was a female, who thought she was a male. Now, it doesn't get any simpler than this. If you're born one sex and you think you're another sex, you have a dysphoria. You're fucking crazy. And if you're fucking crazy, you're liable to do almost anything. And it's about time people wake up and realize this instead of trying to placate these sick people and enable them and tell them that their delusions are okay and they're correct. All you're going to do is causing more problem and heartache in people's lives. Stu, I once taught a class at the University of Richmond. It's called The Madness of Crowds. It's an economics class, but it was this group psychology. Part of this dysphoria is social media and people wanting to be accepted and people falling into a group because everybody else is doing something. One of the dysphorias in this book in the 1700s, there were these towns, I think, all along the Rhine River in Germany, in which people could not stop dancing. That's right. You don't think of the Germans as being great dancers, but it caught on, and it got to the point where people couldn't stop dancing, and some of them killed themselves. I mean, some of them died of overexertion. And this is much like that, where people, for whatever reason, they're enabled and they want to feel a part of this group, no matter how destructive it is. They think there's safety in numbers. So, Stu, the other thing we got here, what the media never talks about to begin with is a very high percentage of all these mass murders are troubled kids or maybe a little bit older. And they're on these psychiatric drugs, okay? I'm very much against a lot of these psychiatric drugs. There are many ways God has given us to cope with dysfunction. And all these drugs do is get in the way of the way your brain is supposed to work to begin with. But when you shoot a bunch of hormones in a woman, testosterone, their bodies aren't meant for that. Their brains aren't meant for that. Matter of fact, if you take a brain scan of a woman's brain and a man's brain, You can tell which one is the woman and which one is the man. The scans are different because our brains are different. Everything in our bodies is different. There's something like 3.5 billion cells in a human being, and every female cell is different from every XY man cell. And each cell is loaded up with billions of elements of the human makeup. And to think that you can just suddenly change this by inserting these drugs into people, you're crazy. The medical establishment is crazy.
I was raised in the generation where they talked about steroid rage, all the time. There were TV shows about it. You would see it on the news. And effectively, a lot of people nowadays are on effectively steroids, sex hormones, all across the board. People use it for de-aging. Other people use it for bodybuilding. Some people are using it for trans-affirming healthcare. And there's really no discussion about the repercussions of this. And you've had plenty of people like the Gays Against Groomer crowd who have come out and openly discussed their negative experiences taking hormones. But at the end of the day, Audrey Hale, Aiden Hale, was an individual who was highly autistic. That's what I read in one of the reports, living at home, so not able to live independently, and was able to, get reaffirmed online about this and that, and was effectively also talking to young people about doing gender affirming care. And so was very much involved with this movement. Abigail Schreier's book talks about how women with autism mm-hmm. often find themselves kind of getting pulled into the trans community as well, and lots of autistic males as well. What we essentially had happen was what I consider to be a perfect storm of just radicalization online, and a vessel who received all of that and acted out on it, and someone who had a bone to pick and an axe to grind with that school. That school was the school that Hale went to as a child. You know, I'm guessing maybe Hale was bullied there. I don't know. But Hale wrote a manifesto, and the police talked about the manifesto. No one has seen the manifesto. But at the end of the day, this was an act of terrorism. You've seen the media say a lot where now they're saying, oh, this person had mental disorders, when I think maybe that is not fair to say, where it's just, I think you had someone who was effectively a terrorist. And I think they're trying to get this kind of, sad to say, trans terrorism kind of off the board by playing up the mental health stuff. And well, I don't think we're being honest about this, what actually happened.
There have been many more of these trans multiple shootings the last 4 or 5 years. The media doesn't report on them. This is like the fifth one of these things. Still, these people are unhappy to begin with, and they try to find something to assuage their unhappiness. And unfortunately, the culture, the woke culture that we live in, enables them to be delusional. And still, a lot of these people are just angry. We showed the video yesterday about the New Zealand lady who was attacked by the mob of trans folks. The other day I was in Starbucks, and this woman is just screaming at the manager, using the F word, calling her a C, just screaming. Finally, the person walked out, and the manager referred to it as they. She said, they went that way. I said, they? There was more than one of them? She goes, well, that's what this person refers to be called. But you know, you're fucking around with the brain, and you're fucking around with this incredibly detailed body of ours that has just so many different functionalities. And the hubris of people to think you can just change a man into a woman or a woman into a man and give them drugs and cut off their boobs and everything's going to be fine. It's not. You're tinkering around with something. These people are sick. They need help. And I do think, my experience, they're angry. The other thing is, I heard someone say today, I mean, men, we all grow up, especially a guy like me who has to have his testosterone drained twice a week because I have so much of it. But we learn how to deal with our manly aggressions. All of a sudden, you throw this stuff into a woman who we all know they're much more emotional to begin with. But you throw a bunch of testosterone into them. They've never had to deal with these kinds of emotions before. Do you think that that's not going to cause some problems?
I've seen videos of women who go on testosterone and how they talk about how they essentially become sex addicts.
Men think about sex every 7 seconds. And Stu, I know you went to the doctor and he said, you think about sex every second and a half.
Okay.
That's what he said.
I thought that was protected by HIPAA.
It's all out, Stu. I read the report.
You know, there's a lot of discussion amongst conservatives about the trans issue. I think for me, I would hope most people who truly thought they were trans would wait until the age of 25 before doing anything. I think on a legal perspective, I think 18 is too soon, but you know, we let people do crazier things before the age of 18, like drive a car. Just makes me feel sad that we can't realize that a young person doesn't have the autonomy to make these medical decisions. As someone who's made medical decisions for myself and for other people, it can be a really tough thing to do.
Well, I don't feel sad. I feel mad that we live in a society like this. It's fucked up. You know, I wrote an article. We might flash this up there, Stu, about how the trustees at the University of Richmond should be in jail. I wrote it because exactly what you were talking about is when you're 18, 19, 20, you're in college, your brain doesn't work right. I went to the University of Virginia, and I can't tell you how many women had to leave school because they went crazy. I mean, a lot of guys did dumb things too, but you're at a very impressionable age. And when you live in this cocoon and you go to a place like the University of Richmond, where they coddle you and indoctrinate you, you can't think for yourself. You've never been in the real world. Your brain hadn't formed yet, but yet they're telling you, go ahead and cut your boobs off. Go ahead and slap a penis on. I think there should be liability for that because they know they're shooting ducks over corn. They know that children are impressionable. And, you know, I'm hoping that there will be some lawsuits. And I cited in my article, but, you know, there is that case in Connecticut where the girl, high school girl, coaxed her boyfriend into killing himself. And you're basically coaxing these kids into hurting themselves or killing folks. So I think, you know, there ought to be some legal test case on this. And if I was the trustee of a college, I would be concerned about being sued because I think they should be sued. It's so ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And people are just afraid to speak up to what they know is innately correct and right, that women can't be men and men can't be women. Period. Period.
Did the lawsuit where Remington was sued due to someone using a Remington weapon in a shooting? Do you think, and we still don't know a lot about the case, but if it turns out that Hale had a doctor who was prescribing Hale testosterone, arguably not even testing how active, and let's say there was no paperwork on the testosterone levels, just kept re-signing the prescription, but never tested the T levels. Do you think that would be a lawsuit where the parents of the victims, family of the victims could sue?
Anything can be a lawsuit because you can sue anybody for anything. But it's the doctrine of foreseeability. And are you negligent because you can foresee what the actions or conduct of what your action or omission is? And clearly, anybody who has a brain knows you're fucking with an incredibly complex human being and their side effects. Every cell in our bodies is different. God made us that way, and he did it for a purpose. And you're repurposing the creation of the creator and said, oh, hey, God, you're a dumbass. I know more than you do. That's basically what you're saying. All right, Stu, I'm going to move on here so we can get through with this. Sam Bankman-Fried, Jesus Christ, the guy. Our culture, our government coddles these Silicon Valley guys. They added another charge to all the charges against him. He's charged today as like a 13th count of trying to bribe Chinese officials with $40 million to unfreeze some of the crypto assets he had there. He's been linked to scandals in Ukraine and China. And you know the Ukraine stuff was money laundering to give money to the Democrats. It's thought, Elon Musk says this, that he probably gave $1 billion to the Democrats. Will he be prosecuted for that? Why is he still on home work release or whatever the hell? He's not even on work release. He's got a monitor, I guess, on his ankle if he has that. But he's at home on balling. Anyway, another kind of election fraud type thing, and this is going to be really interesting. We don't know much about it yet. James O'Keefe with his new media group, OMG, O'Keefe Media Group, has come out with, has stated to have, to about to disclose one of the biggest operations he's ever done since the Acorn operation he did a number of years ago, in which he has found out that big contributors to the Democratic Party are basically doing donation harvesting. Now, we reported on this with Stacey Abrams and how that was involved in a number of states, but he's knocking on folks' door and said, did you give $18,000 to Joe Biden? The guy goes, well, what are you talking about?
Now we got to go to his home.
Now, who are you?
I'm James O'Keefe with OMG.
Okay, if what you're asking is, am I in favor of somebody getting to the bottom of all this, yes.
That's what we intend to do.
I see a scar on his f***ing head. Now stop f***ing with me.
Whoa, I think we're onto something, folks.
Wow, did that just happen?
I wish I could have donated $18,000 to Biden's presidency.
It's all a fraud. They're laundering money, and who knows where it comes from, and saying that other people gave this money to the Democratic Party, and they don't even know about it. And it's millions and millions and millions of dollars. And this expose is supposed to unravel hundreds of thousands of illegal mailbox drops. Finally, Wayne State University in Michigan, they have an English professor there, okay? And we reported on this, too, about the Stanford Law School thing. I wrote a letter, two letters to the dean about it, where the little bratty children were heckling and being disruptive to Judge Duncan, wouldn't let him speak. He's an invited guest. Well, this guy, Steve Shaviro, English professor, opined on this. And he said that the hecklers did not go far enough. He said that they would be perfectly justified in killing somebody like Judge Duncan, professor, state university, when he was put on leave. Why didn't he just fire? I mean, the academia, they coddled, you know, just like the Dean Martinez of the law school, she put the DEI wench on leave, but she's not going to be fired, and this guy probably will be back teaching again in another month or two. Wake up, folks. You're gonna lose your country. That's what I got, Stu.
Sounds good. And then just to kind of build on what Shaviro said, you know, he said, I think it's far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down.
And to them, everybody is transphobic or racist, so it gives them a license to just kill anybody they want.
Yeah, it's whatever the definition is at the time, you know. Larry Elder, you know, the face of white supremacy. He cited some Eastern European activists who had done something similar and was exonerated in the court as, you know, as, oh, here, go look at how this guy did it and how he was exonerated, which I think is just deeply scary. But this Wayne State did refer it to law enforcement, which I do think was the right move. And a Yale guy, by the way, as well.
And folks, if you've got a child who's, you know, did real well in school and he's applying to colleges, don't send him to college. Have him watch Rob Is Right every day. He will learn much more in a third of the time, and he will grow up to be a great American.
I'm just going to run through a few stories real quick. Disney will begin to fire 7,000 of its staff this week. CEO Bob Iger announces after share price plunged 31% in a year following series of woke controversies. And part of that department is going to be the Metaverse division. So just kind of interesting to see that there's zero interest in the VR tech.
It's make-believe. Anyway, go ahead.
And then in kind of an interesting twist, in Chicago, you know, they have a little bit of a weird structure with all the aldermen. And Alderman Sophia King, who is a hyper-progressive, she has endorsed Vallis. And in the past, her and Vallis have butt heads. Vallis complimented her once, and she went out of her way to say, don't talk to me, and insulted him. But now she's endorsing him, which I think goes to show, well, I don't think it's about money. I think it goes to show how bad Chicago is in regards to crime, that you have this hyper progressive endorsing Vallis and an effort to hopefully get the city cleaned up and crack down on crime. But the Chicago Progressive Caucus has responded to this by writing a very hyperbolic attack on King.
And, hey, unhinged and hyperbolic from the left. Huh, how about that?
But yeah, that's all I had for today.
All right, Stu, be careful. You know, try to get your thoughts thinking about elevated things instead of your own carnal pleasure.
Okay, yes, that's
all right. Great. Okay, all right, bye.
Okay, bye.
You've changed your argument.
Way to make a play for the middle class. I'm impressed.
It's just me. Yes, I'm in a college.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Oh, should so you're a states' rights guy now.
A mayor.
I knew this was going to wind up in a crazy place.
Fucking animal shelter.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.